Every day, ordinary children around the world do extraordinary things to make a better life for themselves and those around them. Every year, one of them receives the Children's Peace Prize. Tatiana Grossman, a 15-year-old from Palo Alto, California, has always loved reading. When she learned that many children in Africa don't have enough books to read, she decided to get some for them.
I found this organization called the African Library Project that helps people start libraries in Africa. So I set up a book drive, and then I ended up collecting 3,500 books in a week. So I shipped those off, and I just kept going after that. It was great.
The books went to school and public libraries in Botswana and Lesotho. After visiting the recipients 2 years ago, Tatiana says the positive feedback she received made her even more determined to foster reading and advance literacy.
I'm always going to keep collecting books for more libraries, and I also want to inspire others to do the same. Right now I'm working on ways to find digital textbooks to send over because regular textbooks are so expensive to ship and they don't have textbooks over there.
Tatiana was one of four finalists for this year's Children's Peace Prize, presented by the Kids' Rights Foundation, an international children's advocacy group based in Amsterdam. Award spokesperson Ellen Fronoff says two other finalists came from Africa.
Emmanuel from Rwanda. He actually started a very small project within his own community. He grew some chickens, so he made some small pocket money to pay his school fees. So he has made sure that the children themselves can also contribute something within their own community to make sure that they can go to school. Other finalist is Getahun from Ethiopia, and he's fighting against violence within schools.
But the 2010 Children's Peace Prize went to Francia Simone from the Dominican Republic. The 16-year-old campaigned for the right of all children in the country, native-born and refugee, to be registered with a birth certificate, so they could get access to health care and education.
She's saying that the person who inspired her was her own situation, because she also didn't have a birth certificate. And in the school, they were giving her a lot of pressure because she needed to have a birth certificate to continue in school. And then when she has her own birth certificate, she actually saw that a lot of other boys and girls within the community didn't have their birth certificate and couldn't go to school. So that's why she used her example to help others in the community to go to school.
The Kids' Rights Foundation made a 100,000 euro donation to projects closely connected to Francia's cause. Ellen Fronoff says it's often hard for the foundation to choose a winner, since all the nominees have used their caring, courage, and intelligence to make a difference in the world around them.
They're all very special, and we still don't know what exactly it is that they have which makes them different from other children. But I think most of it is a determination. They move beyond obstacles that they encounter in their life.
The Kids' Rights Foundation was founded by Dutch media executive Mark de Lert in 2003 to raise money for local aid projects that support children's rights. He began presenting the Children's Peace Prize 2 years later.
I saw the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony on television, and at that moment I thought, why isn't there a peace prize for children? Because there are many brave children who do wonderful things for other children. So I tried to get contact with the Nobel Committee in Oslo, and it wasn't possible to make a Children's Peace Prize. And then I was invited by former President Gorbachev of the Soviet Union, because he was the president and chairman of the Nobel Peace Laureates Summit that takes place nearly every year in Rome. So after 15 minutes, Mr. Gorbachev said, yes, we will do it.
The former president presented the first Children's Peace Prize in 2005, posthumously, to Nkosi Johnson. The South African boy fought for the right of children with HIV/AIDS to go to school. Each year since then, de Lert says, the award winners have brought attention to serious issues they're trying to solve in their communities.
In 2006, a former slave child from India won the International Children's Peace Prize. His name was Om Prakash. It was the first time in history that child slavery was really acknowledged in India. This boy was invited by the Indian government. He got the highest press prize in his country. And during that time, also Mr. Gordon Brown, at that time UK Minister of Finance, was on a regular visit and gave the Indian government £200 million to eradicate child slavery and illiteracy.
The following year, the prize went to a girl from Zambia who promotes youth education, and a Brazilian teen was honored in 2008 for battling the extreme violence in Rio's poorest neighborhoods. Last year's winner, an orphan living in a refugee camp in Tanzania, produces a radio program dealing with the problems facing young refugees. The Children's Peace Prize, Mark Delert says, recognizes these young leaders and helps spread their message. More importantly, he says, it highlights the right of children all over the world to take an active role in creating the good life they want and deserve. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.